If you've listened to any of my podcast episodes, you've heard me talk about your lifesaver verse. But if you're new here or you're just interested in learning a little bit more about what this is and how it can help you in your grief journey, then this episode is for you. Today, I'm going to dive into what exactly the lifesaver verse is, why you need one, ways to find your lifesaver verse, and once you find it, how do you use it? I pray this episode blesses you. Welcome to Unlocking Joy After Grief. My name's Courtney, wife, mama of 6 kiddos, one in heaven waiting for us, and that's why I'm here. In 2017, we lost our 4-year-old son, Sam, and it's my joy to share with you everything this journey has taught me. So if you're ready for biblical encouragement, firsthand lessons, and support from a fellow grieving mama, then let's lace up our shoes and begin walking this road together. After I lost Sam, there were so many times that I felt like I was drowning. The waves of grief would hit me, and it didn't feel like I was going to be able to survive. Even now, coming on 7 years after we've lost Sam, there are times that grief knocks me down, that I miss him so much that it physically hurts. But God knew that we would have hard times in this life. He knew that we would need help navigating all of these things that we have to figure out while we're here. And one of these things that we have to figure out, if you're listening to this episode, is how to make it after losing your child. It's one of the hardest things that we will ever have to go through. There's nothing harder than losing your child. John 16:33 says, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." So hard times, troubles, tribulations, whatever you want to call it, are going to happen. So how do we make it through? I believe God gave us an answer, something that we can use when those waves of grief hit, when we feel like we're drowning. And it's something that's a constant that never changes. It's something that is ultimate truth, something that we can confidently put our trust in, knowing that it will see us through this wave that hits and the next wave. Every time a wave of grief hits, we can count on this to see us through. And that is His Word, the Bible. As Christians, we believe the Bible is the Word of God. And it's a promise that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. And so that means His Word never changes. And so it's something that we can confidently use in this grief journey to get us through every time that wave hits. So what exactly is a lifesaver verse? A lifesaver verse is simply a Bible verse that you can use in your grief journey. I coined it lifesaver verse because if you picture a lifesaver, the things that the lifeguards use, that circle with the hole in it, if someone's in trouble, if someone is drowning, they throw out that lifesaver and the person that's drowning holds onto it and it saves them. It keeps them from drowning. That's what this Bible verse is in your grief journey. So a lifesaver verse is just simply a Bible verse that will become crucial in your grief journey. So why do you need one? Why would you need one Bible verse that you can use to keep you from drowning? See, grief has two different types of waves that hit you. The expected waves. So birthdays, heaven anniversaries, Christmas, special holidays, big events like weddings or things like that. So things that you know are going to be hard. And because you know it's going to be hard, you can kind of prepare yourself a little bit. Still going to be hard, but you know it's coming. And you can almost like brace yourself for the wave of grief that you know is going to hit. But then there's another kind of wave, and it's the waves that we don't see coming. It's the wave of when you're cutting a hot dog and it reminds you that your child liked hot dogs. Bam, the wave knocks you down. It's the wave of when you're working outside in your garden and you see a butterfly and it reminds you of your child. Bam, the wave knocks you down. When I was at the beach the year before we lost Sam, I was standing with my back to the ocean, and so I was looking out onto the sand, and I was talking to my husband and wasn't looking at the waves that were coming from behind me. And all of a sudden, this huge wave came and hit the back of me and knocked me down. That's the analogy that I use for these waves, these unexpected waves that we don't see coming that completely knock us off our feet. Your lifesaver verse, your Bible verse can help you in both of those situations. It can help for the expected waves, the waves you know that are coming, and it really will help you with those unexpected waves that come out of nowhere. So how do you find it? You know what a lifesaver verse is. You know why you need it. How do you find it? Some people call this a life verse. So if you already have a life verse, a verse that's been with you your whole life, it's a verse that you've gone back to over and over and over again, and you've coined it your life verse. That could be it. If there's another verse that, as I've been talking, has stuck out to you, that came to your mind, that's probably it, because it's probably the Holy Spirit bringing that verse up into your mind. Maybe it's a verse you've heard in a sermon recently, or you saw a picture of it on like Facebook or Instagram. It can come to you in many different ways, and you'll know it's it because it will bring you peace. Because that's what we need when those waves of grief hit. We need peace. We need a way out, and that's what this verse will be for you. So whatever verse it is that you're thinking about, the Holy Spirit has brought in your mind, you've heard, you've read, if it brings you peace, then that's it. If you have no idea where to even start looking, I have a free printable. It'll be linked in the description of this episode. And it just has a bunch of different verses on it that you can read through and just see which one sticks out to you, which one ministers to your heart, brings you peace. There's no right or wrong answer to this, and it could even change in different seasons of your life. Maybe one speaks to you now, but in a few months or a year, another one ministers to you. Again, there's no right or wrong way to do this. There's no one answer. I think it's just important to have this verse handy for when those waves hit. So again, that free printable is linked in the description of this episode. So you can download it and read those verses and pick one for your lifesaver verse. So after you've picked it out, what do you do with it? Because there's no good in having a verse if you don't use it. I would suggest memorizing it. So it might be helpful to not do a super long one. Or if it is a super long one, maybe you just memorize a certain portion of that scripture that sticks out to you. You don't have to have the whole verse memorized. But it is helpful in how I'm going to tell you to use it if you do have it memorized. And until you memorize it, you can print it out, you can write it out, you can put it on a sticky note, put it on the notes app of your phone, you can find a wallpaper for the background of your phone, like the lock screen. So every time you open your phone up, you see that verse. You just kind of want it front of mind until you have it memorized. Because this is how I want you to use it. So when that wave hits, expected or unexpected, I want you to repeat that verse in your mind over and over and over again until you feel yourself being pulled out of that wave of grief and you feel His peace pouring over your heart and your mind. There's power in the Word of God. And when you repeat it over and over, the promise that is in that scripture will be yours. And you just repeat it over and over. And God is faithful. He is close to the brokenhearted. He is good. And when you call out to Him, He will answer you. He will pull you out of that wave of grief and carry you if you need to be carried, to help you keep living life, keep going, keep taking steps. So I know you might be wondering, Courtney, what's your verse? What is your lifesaver verse? And I was trying to even remember how I found this verse. It must have been the Holy Spirit who brought it to my mind because I can't remember. I felt like it's just always been there. So I must have read it at some point. He brought it back up in my mind, but it just feels like it's always been a part of me, a part of my story. And you're welcome to use this one if it speaks to you too. But it's Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So that's my verse. Every time that wave would hit me and I could feel myself being pulled down into the darkness, into depression, into sadness, into grief, all those emotions that we're having to fight as we're walking through our grief journey, this was my weapon against those. This was the way I was able to not drown. So what I would do is that wave would hit and I'd feel myself sinking. And I'd say, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. My mind is stayed on you. I trust you. My mind is stayed on you. I trust you. And so I would just repeat that over. And what it did was it took my mind off of the grief, the sadness that was pulling me down, and it put it on him. My mind is stayed on you. I trust you, Jesus. I trust you. My mind is on you. I trust you. And it helped pull me out and bring that peace that was so needed in that moment. It's such an important piece to this grief and healing journey that we're on, is to have this verse like me that becomes part of you. It's part of my story. It's how I've been able to make it through. And there are so many amazing scriptures, and some I have used and have ministered to me throughout my journey. It's not just been this one. I have had others that have really brought comfort to my heart. But this one is just the one that I have in my back pocket for when I need it. So one thing I want you to do after listening to this episode, find your verse. It's so important to have that verse ready to use whenever that wave hits. Again, I have that free printable linked in the description. You could also just try Googling comforting scripture verses, encouraging scripture verses, verses for grieving, verses for comfort, you know, just all those different things. So you could read my printable, you could Google it, ask the Holy Spirit to help you find that verse, cling to it and use it whenever you need it, even if it's 20 times in one day. I know it will be so helpful for you in this journey. I'll see you next week. Love you, friend. Hi, Mama. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, would you mind sharing it with a fellow grieving mama who may need some encouragement on her grief journey? Also, please take 30 seconds and leave a rating and a written review wherever you listen to this episode. Reading your reviews brings so much joy to my heart, and I love connecting with you in that way. All right, I'll see you here next Thursday for another episode. Love you, friend.